Here in northern Thailand, exiled Kachin musician Mun Aung has a message of peace for his fans in Yangon. But the former 88 generation activist who fled to Norway 26 years ago won't be delivering the message in person. He was recently denied a visa to enter Myanmar without any official reason.
Maybe they are worried that we are going to cause problem or a trouble in the country. I just recently finished recording my new album, which is called Raindrops of Peace. My dream was to perform a concert in public, a kind of fundraising concert for Kachin refugees.
About 100,000 civilians are facing a fourth Christmas in primitive camps in rebel-controlled areas of Kachin State. The Kachin fighters are the only ethnic army yet to sign a ceasefire agreement. Talks faltered recently following a government artillery attack on a Kachin training center that killed 23 cadets. The Kachin's perpetual struggles are familiar to Mun Aung, who grew up as a child in the conflict zone.
The problem in Burma today is power sharing, because the power has been in military and previous military government or so-called governments. In last 50 years, all the state power and authority, everything is in the hand of the military. So it's military's decision whether they are willing to give up the power or not.
Mun Aung's music has long been an anthem for pro-democracy protesters. That is likely part of the reason he cannot go back, but he remains popular even in exile. During an ethnic festival on the Thai-Myanmar border, Kachin singers raising money for people displaced by fighting invited him on stage to play a few classics. For now, he looks on the bright side of Myanmar's reforms.
I want to release a Battle for Peace album in 1992. It was very difficult because it was considered as illegal. So everyone who owns my cassette or the copy of the album could go to jail. To release a new album, I hope it will be easier or better than 20 years ago. There's no restriction on distribution of music, for example, such as censorship and permission from the authorities.
Mun Aung returns to his family in Norway, but his thoughts of peace will remain here with his people. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from Chiang Mai, Thailand.